Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. Today is January 22, 2022. And my name is Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight. Unfortunately, it's going to be a short show, but I needed to get a message out today. Unfortunately, I'm scheduled to work tonight, and I needed to get a message out, but I wanted to still reach out and give you a message to think about. We're going to be talking about judging, not to judge. And we all heard different versions of that message, but I wanted to give you something different to think about tonight. But before I do, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this time that we have together to spend it in your name. And Lord, tonight we just pray that you bless the listeners, you bless PGN and all the ministers and Prophet Randy and all the PGN family on PGN. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that you use me tonight to bring a message, a different perspective of your message, Lord. And I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the body of Christ, that you're perfecting us, that you're helping us to learn to live from the inside out. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Well, tonight I'm going to give you something to think about from the book of Matthew, Matthew 7, where it talks about do not judge, and I'll read it to you with the small passage that I want you to take a look at. It says, judge not that you be judged, not you be judged. For with the judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck of your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye and look at the plank in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, not cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and treat and tear you in pieces. Okay, so we all know that we shouldn't judge other people, but let's take a look at this passage. God wants us to love him, and he wants us to love others, right? So in the body of Christ, we're going to be at a place where we're going to have to be judging, right? And even when we go with the Lord and we rule and reign with him, right? So we have to learn how to do this properly here on earth and grow and learn to allow what God's wanting to do in us work from the inside out, okay? And so we've heard many preachings on this, and I won't go into all the details of that. God wants us to love him with all our heart, our strength, and our minds, right? And I'm not talking about judging somebody in hate or anything like that. Sometimes we do have to judge because someone may be not in the right path. And we have to be real careful when when God is showing us that we have to go and judge that person. That's why it's always important to examine our hearts. If we're not always examining our heart, we can filter the way we grew up, our past hurts, anything else can filter into that and not be dealt with in the correct way. So especially when we're dealing with other people in our lives or anywhere at work or any other relationships that we have, We have to deal with it with God's wisdom. And I'll give you an example. The best examples sometimes are better ways of explaining things and teaching others. I was seeing something in a person, and, I mean, it came to me. It wasn't that I went looking for it. And I realized this person needed some type of correction, right? But the Lord was telling me, no, don't do this now. Don't do it, because this person's walking in pride. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know how to deal with that. I'm not someone that can teach or, you know, this person knows a lot. How am I supposed to, you know, show them? And then the Lord made it so clearly, and then he even confirmed it through someone else preaching a message that I was on the right path, because I was seeking God on my own for examining myself to make sure that I was hearing clearly and that my heart was in the right place, because I didn't want to do any more damage than this person was already living already in the lies that, remember last week we were talking about the lies that the enemy gives us. He lies to others. He lies to us. And so I was like, well, how am I supposed to do this? I don't know. But I know that I heard the Lord saying, don't deal with this, because this person's operating in a spirit of pride. And I left it alone. I thought I wasn't supposed to deal with it, but I knew that God was telling me, you need to do something about it. But he was getting me ready, making sure that my heart was right to be able to deal with that situation. And God does not want us to go correcting people when we don't correct ourselves. It says, you know, that sometimes we want to take the log out of somebody, the speck of somebody else's eye, when we have a log of our own. And so I'm trying to give you wisdom here. So if you all are dealing with prideful people, make sure that you yourselves are walking in God's grace as your firm foundation, because this is what PGN is all about, prophetic grace ministry. We're supposed to be giving people grace, right? And so grace is unmerited favor, okay? So grace will give you favor, right? But God gives us unmerited favor, favor that we don't deserve. And many of us don't deserve it. None of us, for we all fall short of the glory of God. We fall short of not the glory of God. We fall short, yes, of the glory of God, because we've all sinned. We don't deserve anything. So when we deal with other people, we also have to be real careful. We have to be careful making sure that we're constantly self-examining our own lives, because God can use us at any moment. But sometimes God gives them time to humble them, right, to bring them down from that pride, to bring them to a place of humbleness. Because if you go in ahead of time and you deal with the person in their prideful state, what's going to happen is that what the Word of God says here. It says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. So when a person's in pride, they're in that state of not being able to receive the pearls of the Word of God, and they'll come against you and they'll attack you, you know, with words. So we have to be wise and seeking God to know how to deal with some people. And some people, when you tell the truth, that truth will trigger something in them when you say something about, when you judge something. Like when Prophet Randy, sometimes he judges certain, because he has that calling, the fivefold ministry has that calling to judge things. But the body of Christ doesn't understand that, and they see that it's maybe something wrong, but it's not. It's they're called to do that. You know, a prophet is called to do that. So when you wait, and you have wait on the wisdom of God, on the proper timing to allow God to deal with this person's life, yes, he may have told you to do, go ahead and do something, but you have to wait on God's timing in order for that to take place and for that person to receive what God is trying to do, like he did with Paul of Silas. Paul, when he was Silas, he was in sin. Nobody could deal with him until God brought that pride down and humbled him for 3 days. Then he was able to receive from God, and he had someone ready and had already spoken to them that he was going to use them to minister to Paul, to Saul, to later known as Paul, to be able to be used later on. And so we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of that in the lives of our family members, of people, and we have to know the right timing that God uses in order to allow them to come to a humble place so that they can receive that word, because God loves even those people that are walking in pride, but he sometimes has to deal with, and we have to walk in his wisdom, but at the same time allowing God to prepare us and help us to judge ourselves so that we don't have a log in our eyes, and we're able to be able to help these people with what they're dealing with. Amen. So with further ado, I have that short message, something for you to ponder on and think about in your daily walk today and then throughout this week, to think. And so these are things that we deal with from the inside out. And I hope that little message gave you a little piece of jewel that you can take and meditate on this week. Well, God bless you all. This is a short message for today. God bless, and let me pray. Father God, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for the words that you give us to live by, Lord, and to work from the inside out, Father God. Help us, Lord, to judge things correctly, but especially to judge ourselves, Father God, to judge ourselves so that we can be those vessels that are used by you to minister to other people, and so that we all be able to help others with eyes that can truly see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, good night, everybody, and God bless.